B.J. Lederman wrote the theme music for many public radio shows, and after a decades-long career as a composer and performer, Lederman has finally released his very first album. WPSU's Christine Allen spoke with him from his home in Asheville, North Carolina.
This is the theme from Marketplace. It's one of many public radio themes composed by B.J. Lederman. How many public radio themes have you done now? Morning Edition, Weekend Edition, Marketplace,
yep, right. Science Friday theme, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and the Stump the Chumps segment theme inside Car Talk.
But how does Lederman create program themes that can still sound fresh day after day for decades?
The short answer is simplicity. Simplicity in a melody will almost guarantee that the idea of the melody and the song seeps in through a person's, you know, gets to their soul. And the more difficult a piece is, you know, melodically, the harder it is for the average person to remember it, much less, you know, hum it.
Lederman takes the role of an emotional alchemist. He says his job is to give the show's listeners a particular feeling in a matter of seconds through his theme music, and he's good at it. As an example, listen to the Weekend Edition theme. Now, doesn't that get you ready for a fun Saturday morning news and culture show from NPR? And his most recent public radio theme prepares you for some geeky fun on Science Friday. Within this music, Lederman has hidden a sort of secret code, or Easter egg.
In video games, there are always Easter eggs that the creators bury inside, and you have to come across them by taking certain paths or whatever, and suddenly something will come up. In this case, at the very end, a very high note starts beeping and booping. And it spells out Sci-Fry, S-E-I-F-R-I, in Morse code. And maybe there's something else in there. If you play it backward in Morse code, it may say Paul is dead or turn me on, dead man.
This is one of numerous Beatles references that Lederman brings up in conversation. That's because he says the Fab Four changed his life.
If not for the Beatles, I would not be talking to you now. If not for the Beatles, I would probably have gone to med school or law school like my parents would have wanted, and I would not be the train wreck of a human being that I am now in the music business.
Lederman's Beatlemania stems from the day his dad, who worked in a department store, brought a Beatles album home.
And I went nuts. I had a friend who played drums and piano. He went nuts. So David Lively and I, we got a little band together called the Lively Sound Dimension. Yes, folks, LSD painted in psychedelic colors on the bass drum head. Little did I know I would actually get to know that drug quite well later in life. No, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Anyway.
Too late. Lederman says back then he and his friends tried their best to emulate their heroes.
You know, we just wanted to be the bloody Beatles. You know, we did everything, the haircuts, and, you know, we went to school talking like this to each other. And I'm sure it influenced everything that I became musically.
After decades in the music business, playing concerts, writing songs and jingles, Lederman has just released his first album of his own songs, an album quite varied in style.
And that's because some of these songs were actually written 2 and 3 decades ago, and some of them were written as late as a year or two ago.
The first song on the album, Sometimes, grabs you right away with a typically catchy B.J. Lederman hook.
Yes, that is probably the most powerful opening of a song I've ever written. It's just so ballsy and so fun. And then, you know, I come out with my half-scream Lennon singing thing, and we're off to the races.
Sometimes I think of all the times I think about the times I'm thinking about nothing else but you.
Lederman's album has a variety of instrumentals and songs ranging from silly to powerfully serious. He sends a strong anti-war message in a song called History 9/11.
Tommy was a handsome young man when he joined up to fight in the war.
He says he wrote this song in the mid-2000s. It starts out with references to the Vietnam War and continues through 9/11 and the Iraq War.
And it was to be a general history lesson about how easy it is to get involved in a war. And to the younger generation coming up, the lesson that I'd like them to take away from it is just change the names. If you don't learn this story and learn this lesson, it's going to pop up in your generation at least once. And it's up to you to see the warning signs and get out there and try to stop it before it starts.
The album includes not only songs, but also a few instrumentals that feature a superstar among banjo players.
Yes, the inimitable banjo of Bela Fleck.
The album features lesser stars as well, like Lederman's late mother, in the form of her actual answering machine messages, which he saved and put over an instrumental track.
But it's pretty hilarious. It's the quintessential Jewish mother thing, you know.
BJ, don't buy romaine lettuce. There's something wrong with romaine lettuce.
And there's a tribute to his canine companion, Maisie.
I wrote this song from Maisie's point of view, which is crazy because I kind of sing it like Frank Zappa. You know, my name is Maisie and I'm BJ's dog.
You saved me from the shelter's deathly fog.
And after hearing about his new album, there was still one old song that I just had to ask BJ Lederman to sing.
Oh, I hate to get up in the morning. Please don't wake me up this morning. Let me stay in bed and sleep. Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Yep, that famous theme has words, too. Lederman's new album is titled BJ. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.